Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of our This or That podcast with me, Rob.
And me, Dahlia. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Dahlia?
I'm very well. Can't think of anything interesting as normal. Terrible host.
Aw. That's okay. It's okay. I have this with my students quite often where I always ask them that kind of thing. Anything new? Anything interesting that's happened in the last week? And they're like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, ah, that's okay. That's, to be honest, not like my life is not a exciting cavalcade of adventure and mischief.
Exactly.
So I do have one thing though. Recently, I went shooting guns.
Are you serious? Last week it was sailing. This week it's shooting. What's next week? Axe throwing?
I have done axe throwing before, but this time it's going to... The one afterwards, it will probably be glamping.
Oh, nice, nice.
Right. So the shooting was... A new place has opened in my city where you can go to an indoor shooting range and it uses... what we call BBs. You know what BBs are?
Oh, yes. I have been in the vicinity of teenage boys before, so I know what a BB gun is, and I know to stay well away from them. And cats. They used to shoot cats as well, which is awful.
Cats used to shoot BB guns at you. It is rough around Manchester, I tell you. So don't go there, everyone. So how to describe ball bearings or BBs.
Teeny tiny...
plastic bullets.
Teeny tiny... is it plastic? I thought it was metal.
No, well, these are plastic.
Okay. But they, because they're shot at such high speed, they can really hurt you, can't they?
Absolutely. You have to wear, like, eye protection the entire time. I wear glasses, apparently. That's not eye protection.
It's probably worse, isn't it? Glass in front of your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I put another layer of glass in front of my eyes to make things better. And then they are gas-powered.
Wow.
So you pick up these guns, which are replicas of real death machines, and you...
Death machines.
And, you shoot them, and when you pull the trigger to make it fire, then you get a burst of, like, really concentrated kind of, like, air, and that makes the BB fly really fast. So I was doing shooting stuff with my wife and against my wife and by myself with a rifle and a pistol, and it was wonderful.
Amazing. I mean, I haven't done shooting, but I have done archery, and I absolutely loved it.
It's this is the modern version.
Okay.
The modern version of archery. I have done archery. I have an archery set at home, which we never use, and I really should, because we've got a big target, we've got all the stuff we need, and I love archery, so...
You have an archery set at home, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's like £10 from Amazon or something you can get.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not expensive, they're not real arrows or anything, they're the ones with the kind of like rubber suckers on the end of them.
Okay.
But when I got them for Christmas, I'm a whole family, like played with them and had so much fun.
Oh my God, sounds great.
It was great. So recommend that next time. Students, if you're looking for a gift for, you know, the person who has everything, I suggest an archery set.
Just for it to get dusty in their loft.
Yes, absolutely. So today we have a this, and we do also have a that. The this is cooking at home, and the that is ordering takeout or eating out after having a long day.
Yeah.
Should we do, we've come up with this new idea where we should guess what the other person is going to pick.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be hard.
No.
So do you want to guess what I would pick, Dahlia?
Yes, I think you would pick eating at home.
Absolutely not. No.
Really?
No, absolutely not, because I do that all the time. So no, I pick the interesting one. No, I didn't. I'm just trying to be contrarian there. Yeah, I cook at home almost all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, stupid question. Why do we always cook at home, Dahlia? Why aren't we always going out for dinner or getting takeout?
Money, money, money. That's why.
Money. Yeah.
I mean, I do like eating out sometimes, of course, but I have a lot to say on this topic, I think. I actually don't cook as much as I used to because it just takes up so much time, even though I do love cooking. And I do definitely think, of course, like when you've had a hard day, especially if you have children or something like that, or you're commuting, of course, sometimes like takeaways is just the best. But I personally don't find it that convenient. Unless you do it habitually and you've already got the app and you've already, you know, your card details and you know what you're going to order, it's fine. But A, you have to choose. B, you have to wait. And then C, I'm obsessed with recycling, so I won't just chuck stuff away. I have to rinse all that plastic stuff and put it in the recycling. So I don't actually find it that much more convenient than cooking, to be honest.
I understand that. I hadn't really thought about the convenience of getting the food delivered, but I made a point to my wife before that, weirdly, going out for dinner is actually quite a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, I said to her, like, okay, so we're tired and we feel like, oh God, I'm tired. I don't want to do all this cooking because I've got to go all the way to the fridge and then I've got to get something out of the fridge and then I've got to put it on the side and then I've got to do, and so on and so on. But weirdly, if I say, do you want to walk 20 minutes and then 20 minutes back to go to a restaurant and then wait and stuff like that, we're like, oh yeah, that requires no effort whatsoever. Let's go do that.
It's like the binging thing, isn't it? If you say to someone, will you watch a 2-hour film? They'd be like, no, I haven't got time. But will you watch 4 hours of, you know, episode after episode without even realizing it? And that's what we do. Same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think the money thing is a big thing. My understanding, because I don't know Korea very well, my understanding is that it is quite a lot cheaper in Korea to get food delivered or to go out to dinner.
And the system's better. Like, I think in Korea, they even have services where they drop off everything. Everything's pre-made and you just have to kind of put it in the pot and then you can leave the stuff outside your door and then they'll come and pick it up. I think people don't realize how expensive it is to eat out in the UK, because it's not that I don't want to spend the money. Like, it's not that I'm cheap. It's just sometimes I think it's just not that worth it, really, unless it's something that you really love and you know is really good quality.
So I don't know this for certain. It's just something that I had heard, but something is that if you go to a restaurant in the UK, 1/3 of the money you are paying to eat the food is actually paying for the food itself.
Mm-hmm.
2/3 of the money you are paying is about 1/3 for the wages of the staff and about one.
And there is the markup.
The markup, and well, it, included within that is all the costs of running the building in which the restaurant is, the electricity, the gas, and so forth. So you could very much argue, by definition, eating food out in just a pure money sense of it is not worth it. Not at all.
Yeah.
It's 3 times as much as it technically should be to have the food. But another point that some of my friends make to me about this is that you're not exactly paying for the food. The food's there, but what the real value of going to eat out is...
Atmosphere
and the opportunity to have a conversation with your whoever.
Yeah, socializing. This is something I think about a lot. You know, I've mentioned this YouTube channel, Subway Takes, where this guy asks for people's hot takes, you know, like controversial opinions. Mine would be that actually, and I'm not advocating for this because obviously I love eating out, who doesn't? But eating out and drinking out financially is actually pretty crazy. We're so used to it that I don't think we realize it. But it's actually kind of ridiculous just how much we pay. Like, if you actually sat down and thought about it and compared that to how much food costs in the shops, it's kind of ridiculous. But I'm not saying we shouldn't do it, because when you don't eat out ever or go out, it's very socially isolating.
This is true. And you could argue that, like, you know, socializing with the right people is worth a huge amount. The kind of thing that I like, although I don't do it very often, is I much prefer the option of having friends over and cooking something at home for my friends. There's obviously a lot more effort involved in that, but I like the aspect that if you're doing that at home, then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, you can. If you guys decide, okay, we're going to now go and we're going to do something else, you can't do that in the restaurant. And, you know, we can be extremely loud and socially unacceptable, which probably we shouldn't I do in restaurants anyway, but I probably shouldn't.
The thing I'm picturing right now, I have the perfect example of this. When I first moved in to my flat on my own, obviously it was an amazing thing. I was like, this is incredible. And I had my friend over and I cooked for him. And I had that exact experience. I just remember turning the lights off, and I have this colored light because I love the red light at night. It really helps relax my eyes. But obviously there are different color options. There's pink, there's green. And I didn't realize there's a kind of disco option, like, you know, it flashes different colors, which actually stressed me out in the end. So I turned that on, and I'm really, you know, I'm really into music. So the music really matters to me.
Uh-huh.
Turn the music up and I could control the playlist. And then we started like dancing in the living room. And I remember saying to him that exact thing. I was like, God, if we were in a restaurant, we couldn't do this. And it was such a great feeling. I was like, we can just do whatever we want here. However, you know what I did that night as well? Stayed up till 2 a.m. doing the washing up.
Life has its ups and downs, you know?
Because I made this really elaborate meal, which was amazing, of course. We had all these different dishes and it was great. And I was literally up till 2 a.m. doing the washing up. And I said to myself, never again.
Well, I mean, that is true. I mean, the thing that I kind of skipped over a little bit in my idea of like having friends over is, yeah, you have to clean the whole house and, you know, you have to do all the washing up afterwards and all of those things. Whereas if I go out to dinner, obviously I don't have to think about any of that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you other people make food, often it's much better than what you can do. Like, I don't have a clay, you know, pizza oven. I can't make Italian pizza.
This is true.
So sometimes it is worth it.
I guess so. I mean, I think I'm right in saying, I had a student the other day who said they're not drawn to food at all. Like, they really don't care, like, whether something is tasty or not. I can relate to it a small amount. I think I do
get it. Some people, it's just a practical, it's just a means to an end, like survival.
Yes, absolutely. So sometimes I feel a little bit like that. And maybe for that reason, it's much easier for me to be like, oh, I don't feel like, oh, I really, really need to go out for food. And, you know, I want this food so much, so I'm going to go out and get it. I don't often feel that way.
Mm. My sister always says, not every meal has to be a spiritual experience. Sometimes you just got to eat, even if it's not the right food, even if it's not that nice, even if it's yesterday's leftovers. But I did hear a great tip with leftovers, because, you know, leftovers are always the thing, right? We know we should eat them because it's sensible, and I never waste food. So I heard a good tip that with leftovers, you should try and make it into another meal, make it into something else.
Yes.
Which is makes it feel like a different thing. But then you have to be careful, because then when you add things to it, you then can't eat all of that. And then you have leftovers, and you have this like eternal, endless leftovers. That's happened to me.
I don't know what to do about that. I just eat the leftovers as they are. I just heat it up and eat it.
Yeah, I do that too sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
I don't know. I mean, just as a bit of a guide, maybe this is useful. I don't know if it's similar in Korea or not, but I kind of figured out when I used to live in China that on average, going out to dinner in the UK was about 10 times as expensive as going out and having food.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So when people hear, oh, it's really expensive to go out and get food in the UK, that's a little bit of a guide to how expensive we're actually talking about.
Yeah, and I find it, to be honest, sometimes it really affects me, because there are multiple times when I'm out and I do try to be really organized. Like, I do try to take a sandwich if I know I'm going to get on the bus or whatever. But like this time, I just went on a long trip and I just didn't have time to be as organized as I would like, because I went on, traveled a lot. And there's just sometimes nothing to eat. Like, you have to go to Greg's, which is like a little takeaway place. But the food is all, it's quite expensive. Even a sandwich is £4 and it's not that healthy. Like, it's sausage rolls and pizzas, and there's nothing really else to eat apart from sandwiches. And it's just very impractical sometimes. It's like either go out for a 35 quid meal or eat a sausage roll.
Absolutely. There's very little in between. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've complained a good amount about eating out, which is good. So this time we both picked the same one, which is cooking at home.
Mm-hmm.
So interestingly, I wonder whether our students would pick the same. I'm not sure they would.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. We would love to hear in the comments which you would pick and why going out to eat food is way better than cooking at home.
Absolutely.
So Good to see you as always, Dahlia. I hope everyone listening is having a wonderful day, and we will see you in the next episode.
Take care. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.